Iranian President, Tehran will abide by deal if Washington honors commitments. By Joshua Klein on June 29, 2026. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said Monday that Tehran will honor its commitments under the Memorandum of Understanding with the United States if Washington upholds its end of the agreement. As the two sides prepared for expected high-level discussions in Doha after a weekend flare-up in the Strait of Hormuz briefly threatened the ceasefire. Mutual understanding is a two-way street. If the American side adheres to the agreement, we will also fulfill our commitments, Pezeshkian wrote on X, adding that Iran's response to what he described as unreasonable saber-rattling and baseless threats would be guided by rationality and human dignity in decision-making, while remaining prepared to defend decisively and fearlessly when it comes time to act. Pezeshkian's remarks came as Washington and Tehran sought to resume diplomatic contacts after a weekend flare-up briefly threatened the memorandum. President Donald Trump announced Monday that Iran had requested another meeting and said U.S. officials would travel to Doha on Tuesday. Iran has requested a meeting. It will take place tomorrow in Doha. Trump wrote on Truth Social before later telling reporters in the Oval Office that the discussions would be perhaps important, perhaps not, adding, "We're going to find out." Trump said the administration's objective remains unchanged despite the recent escalation in the Strait of Hormuz. "We are winning militarily. It's almost won militarily, I would say," Trump said. "It's really very simple. It's the denuclearization of Iran. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon. And they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And they've agreed to that, in all fairness." Shortly after Trump's announcement, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed that Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will travel to Doha for what she described as high-level meetings, with technical discussions scheduled to take place on the sidelines. Special Envoy Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be flying to Doha for high-level meetings this week. "As we continue to discuss the Memorandum of Understanding," Leavitt said on Fox News. "On the sidelines of those high-level talks, there will be the technical talks." Leavitt said the administration believes it has upheld its commitments under the ceasefire and memorandum while making clear the United States would continue responding militarily to any further Iranian attacks. "As far as we're concerned, we're holding up our end of the ceasefire. Violence will be met with violence," she said. Adding that while the United States had responded to attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, the president obviously wants to see the peace process play out. Iran, for its part, continued to publicly maintain that no direct negotiations with U.S. officials are currently scheduled, despite Washington's announcement. Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghaei said an Iranian expert delegation would travel to Doha to discuss implementation of the memorandum's provisions but insisted Tehran has not yet entered the stage of negotiating a final agreement and that over the coming days, "we will not have any negotiation meetings with the U.S. side at any level." Senior Iranian negotiator Kazem Garibabadi likewise said reports that Iranian and American technical teams would meet in Doha were not confirmed, while noting that consultations with Qatar regarding implementation of the memorandum remain ongoing. On Sunday, however, Trump administration officials said Washington and Tehran had agreed to stand down following the weekend exchange of strikes, with another U.S. official confirming plans for renewed discussions in Doha after both sides moved to contain the latest escalation. The renewed diplomatic push came after a weekend exchange of strikes that briefly threatened the memorandum after Iran launched attacks against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, prompting two rounds of U.S. retaliatory strikes against Iranian military targets. Trump later warned that continued Iranian violations of the ceasefire could ultimately force the United States to militarily complete the job it began, cautioning that the Islamic Republic will no longer exist if Washington is compelled to launch a broader military campaign. Following the U.S. strikes, Iran launched missile and drone attacks targeting U.S.-linked sites in Bahrain and Kuwait while accusing Washington of violating the memorandum. The memorandum, signed earlier this month, established a 60-day framework for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, restoring commercial shipping through the strategic waterway, and beginning broader negotiations over Iran's nuclear program, sanctions relief, frozen assets, and other outstanding issues. Tuesday's discussions are expected to focus primarily on implementation of the agreement, even as Washington and Tehran continue to publicly characterize the scope of the talks differently. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.